can see clearly.
So with LASIK, the way we do it today, you can have the gift of near and far vision and rejuvenate your eyes and have the vision you had pretty much like you did when you were 25 years old. LASIK on the battle today.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Hey, what? What? Look at me all recovered and stuff. Hey, welcome to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Stand by. I almost said konnichiwa, which apparently is inappropriate. Instead, I say to you, akumbawa. Oh, that is.
Oh, good. Have you been getting some language lessons?
One of our viewers, a longtime viewer, sent me an email and said, "Hey, you're a dumbass. It's not konnichiwa."
Haven't I been telling you that too?
Yeah, but when you say I'm a dumbass, I hear it so often I don't hear a thing. Instead, kumbawa, which means how was your evening?
Because the other one is more like good afternoon, right, or good day.
Konnichiwa.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just heard that on a movie once and figured that's what I should say. I like the sound. Anyways, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Kumbawa. Oh, very nice. And I'm joined by my naughty jelly sweet. Look at her. She wasn't late or anything. It's Melissa Whitney. Big head, everybody. Oh, it's going to be a beautiful show. Started a little tardy. Why? Because sometimes it takes time to do perfection. And there it is. Booyah, bitch. All right. On today, you know, that sound effect would be good if it was actually plugged into the console. For the love of Jesus, our Savior.
What about, I think I need a girly. Da da da.
Dee. It would be more like, ah. Oh, I know what it is. The voice of Enigma. We've got it. No, we've been talking about songs to have, No.
What is going on? Wait.
So we're going to do it again. Go back to camera one. Stand by.
What is going on here? Before I got here.
No, you're right. You're good. I'm Scott Whitney. Good to meet you. Stand by. And now it's... Oh, wait. Should I got it on mute? What a dumbass. All right. Now it's time for my naughty jelly... God, you piece of shit.
See, if you had an iPhone, that probably wouldn't
be
happening.
It's a song.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It would be easy to get it to play.
Naughty Jelly Sweet. Melissa Whitney. Oh.
How about, you know what I think? How about some Bob Marley, Don't Worry, Be Happy Now? I think that might be better. Oh, isn't that Bob Marley?
This is the voice of Enigma.
No?
Nice. I think we've created a whole new vibe. All right,
that's
enough.
Bob Marley.
Yeah, there we go.
On today's show, I don't know. Let's talk about the over-under. I had an original over-under, and I have scratched that number out.
What is it now?
People in the live chat said, sound, are you not hearing it? Oh, wait, sound. You right? Right, okay. Hard to say. 65. The over-under is 65. It's probably my highest over-under ever.
Well, we still have to pack, and I have to work.
Right. So, over-under 65. All right. Hello to our live studio audience! Holy crap! They're going outside the door. It's a good-looking crowd. On average, probably the best-looking overall average group. I mean, on average.
Fabulous.
We've had really ugly groups before here. Hideous. Ugly people. Humps, weird voices.
Harry Moles.
Harry Moles, right? I knew a guy named Harry Mole.
You did not.
Who's his name?
That was your
dog. In the military. And I met him as Mole, Harry. Right? Because your last name's first.
Uh-uh.
Mole, Harry. Harry Mole. Terrible name. Hello
Are
to
you
our live
chat.
Yes. Hello to our live chat. Come on, live chat.
They've been very chatty already, haven't they?
All right. And of course, hello to our amazing Cracker Jack staff. There is he who remains Jacob.
Aww.
Oh, and keeping it classy, one pimp at a time. It's Pimpin' Wim, yo. What's happening, Pimpin' Wayne?
Mm. Oh, my Lord.
You can always trust somebody who does this.
Now, are you guys still going to go see Esteban?
That's part of our mandate.
I hope so.
Is he got
Every
an
day
ongoing
when I go to bed,
gig here in town?
Before I say my prayers, I say, Dear Jesus, let there be world peace and world hunger, and please can I go see Esteban and Scott Whitney?
Right?
And none of them have been answered yet, but I'm trying.
Well, keep praying, Wayne.
Jesus is busy.
Keep praying. So does Esteban have an ongoing rotating
what?
Engagement here in Vegas?
It's not rotating, sadly. He's still here.
How long is he going to be here for?
Oh, God.
Indefinite?
Till the revenue, the money dries up? I don't know.
The revelation?
Oh, so he has a residency in Vegas.
Probably until his next QVC date.
Right. Or what's it called when Jesus comes and takes us home?
Oh, the apocalypse?
So, no, the apocalypse is another word for that.
Rapture?
Rapture. So the rapture. God help me. Let's have the rapture.
I did not realize he had a residency.
Yeah, he's over at the LVH. At the Shimmer Showroom.
Well, it seems like you will need to make some time for that.
Yeah, we're going to do a mandate. We've actually been talking about a whole new show on VVN2.
Oh, no.
Where we're going to...
Come on, we got Kelly.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. Never mind.
Come on.
All right. Just so you know, weight loss, I'm still on it. Boom. Boom. 3.6 pounds so far. What?
Yeah.
I was down 6 pounds, and then a weekend happened. Oh, what are you going to do? So what? Don't judge. Why is my phone making noises of crickets? Oh, that's
Again.
A song. Sorry. All right, here we go. Moving forward. All right, update.
Crickets is a song?
No, it was a sound effect from, this is the voice of Enigma.
Crickets?
Wow.
Good
song. It used to be Engagement 1.5. She introduced me to that. She's crazy, by the way.
No comment.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Hey, update on the surgery. So to recap, last week I wasn't here.
Nope.
Last week I thought I was going to be here.
Yes. Which I called BS. I was like.
Right. Last week I underestimated what surgery is all about. Right. Last week I didn't know shit. Last week I was on Lortab. By the way, the good ship Lortab, holy crap, that's the best kind of cruise ship you ever want to be on. Holy.
You should have come in on that stuff. I poured you some drinks then. Would have been a great show.
Hey, my heart would have stopped. Hey, that would have been good TV. Anyways, welcome to the living in. Oh, fuck. And that would have been it. Okay, so recap. As a reminder, I told you 3 or 4 weeks ago that I was going to have minor surgery, I called it. Now, I called it minor surgery. As a reminder, it was an umbilical hernia was the deal.
Did you actually tell people that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And I thought it was minor because so what does everybody do when you have some sort of ailment on the body? You go on the internet, right? Because the internet knows everything. That's the best part about it.
But if you had looked this up, it says...
No. I'm about to tell you why I thought it was minor. So I'm doing the search. This is code for search on the internet, apparently. Or I've got thumb problems. No. All right. So I'm on the internet, and it says umbilical surgery, and they showed these graphics of people with this stuff. So there's people with camera one, big bulbous things on their belly button, big round like this. Blah. And I'm like, yikes! That's some nasty stuff right there. Now mine was petite. It was like a petite filet. It was a petite little guy right there. So if this is your belly button.
Half a grape.
Half a grape. If this is your belly button. Oh, this is your belly button. Here. I had a little bump just above my belly button. It was a minor little bump. And I've had it for about a year or so. The doctor said.
Assign your belly button to an Audi.
No. And that was the thing. It wasn't the belly button that was an Audi.
It kind of looked like
Audi. It looked like it was.
I'm telling you.
No, it was a sunshade.
I
had a little sunshade on my belly button.
From the top down, it might have looked like that.
Yeah.
But looking straight on, it looked like an Audi.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It was not. It was a sunshade.
It
I had a belly button sunshade.
It was an Audi.
Or maybe it was a partial. It was a half and half Audi.
No.
All right. Oh, really? Well, it didn't. Well, shit. I didn't know that.
It looked like an Audi.
Okay, fair enough. But it looked like it was a half and half sunshade. Anyways, so I'm looking at this thing. I'm like, it's partial. And I'm seeing these egregious looking bulbous thing. I'm like, God.
I think.
Do you ever know a kid in like elementary school who had the Audi? Big Audi?
No.
You seen that? Oh, I saw them all the time. Anybody? No? Am I the only one? I guess Southern California has a bunch of Audi kids. I mean, we're all poor back then, I guess. Anyways, so I'm like, it's a small thing. And then I said, well, what's the surgery? And I looked it up. WebMD. You can't be wrong there. And I'm like, well, they can do it laparoscopically. Sometimes they do it with general anesthesia, put you out, which I don't like. Or sometimes just local. Local? I love local anesthesia. Why do? I had an ulnar nerve. I had a big surgery here. I was wide awake the whole time talking about Van Halen and Ted Nugent.
That's
cut
not
up.
Smart.
It was awesome. I've had cysts pulled out. Little guy. All over.
That's why I think you thought it was going to be no big deal.
I did.
I think it's because you had a cyst on your belly last year.
I did. And it was like.
Yeah, but the cyst is just under your skin.
Yeah, well, guess what? I was wrong. So they said, and I remember talking to the doctor. I'm like, hey, my plan is to have big surgery. I got meetings the next day. He's like, now, he was like, that's a possibility, which is code for you're out of your freaking mind. It's not going to happen. But he never said, no, this is big boy surgery. He just said, maybe, yeah, whatever. So we go in, that's the background. So we go in to the surgery day. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not a big fan, because I did ask him as a reminder, can I do this locally? He said, no, you have to go under general anesthesia. I'm like, really? Kind of don't want to.
Why don't you just give me a shot of Jack and a stick? I'll be all right.
Right.
I mean, Jesus. Arr. Just put you to sleep.
Well, I don't like it because I'm afraid I won't wake up.
But now you
That's
know you
my
will.
Fear.
But now you know you will, so you'll be okay.
No, and I've had plenty of surgeries. I mean, I've had hernias and I've had an appendectomy and I've had stuff where I had to go to sleep. So I'm clearly capable of waking up. But nonetheless, that shit scares me. So I'm like, I'd rather not. But he's like, no, you do. Really? Here's why. Is you're under more stress, you're aware, it creates more stress, it can cause more problems with your heart and blood pressure, blah, 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 blah. Great. And we had that talk before. What kind of drugs do you use? We use propofol. Isn't that the Michael Jackson drug? It is. And we use that to make you, to put you to sleep. He goes, oh, but as a reminder, and I forgot this last time, we also use a paralgic or a paralysic or a thing that paralyzes you. Really? That doesn't seem right. And I forgot the name of the drug. I got it now. The name of that drug is called, Curare. It paralyzes you. Don't let me forget to talk about my follow-up, which is today, because we talked about that drug today with the doctor. It was hysterical. All right.
Oh.
So I go, and so surgery day, Thursday morning. I have to be there at 6:30 for an 8 o'clock surgery. So I get in there. I'm not happy about all this crap. Yeah, right, it is. So already, the live chat. Hey, that's a poison. It is a poison. It was the Indians use that to paralyze people. I'm going to tell you about the story. Anyways, and they use that in the operating room. All right. So, yeah, Curare. There it is. So, all right. So we go to surgery. Here I am. 6:30. Get there. Not a morning guy. And you fill out the paperwork. And you go into this. This wasn't in a hospital. It was in one of these surgical centers. Melissa was in the same kind of place for her shoulder surgery. So you go in there and they cue you, right? There's like 8 or 9 of these little cues, and I'm in one of them, you know, taking off my clothes and doing my stuff. And across the way,
they're just a bunch of bed, like little nooks.
Yeah, just little nooks, and like little, you know, ready to go. And there's
really a lot of privacy. You have a curtain, but you can hear everybody
and
else.
And they're all open pretty much until we know why you're changing. Like over here across from me, literally across from me was somebody, and that was Dr. Eng number one, Dr. Eng number two, Dr. Eng was going to be blowing through people. I'm like, well, okay, we're good. So I'm hanging out, waiting, and the nurse comes in, and she's like, oh, let me get ask you some questions. Great, sounds good. How are you doing? Fine. And then they started asking me, where's your doctor? Where's your doctors? Where's your doctor? I'm like,
they're asking you?
Yeah. I'm like, how the fuck would I know where my doctors are?
They're asking you, or were they asking each other?
They were asking me. They actually said, have you seen your doctor, is what they said. Have you seen my doctor? No. Currently, I'm naked with socks on. I'm not walking around looking for my fucking doctor. Right? What are you going to do? Meanwhile, Jimmy over there for Dr. Ng number one, poof, he's out and going. It's like 6 or 7:30 in the morning. He's out getting the surgery. I'm like, okay, well, it's 8
o'clock. Maybe his doctor is a morning person.
Yeah, well, cool. So I'm hanging out. I'm like, okay. Two or three guys, a nurse come in. Where's your doctor? Have you seen your doctor? No, haven't seen him. And like I said, I've mentioned this before. I think I did. I'm a little nervous about all this stuff. I get nervous about this. So I was starting to feel a little sad.
Well, I was in there with you.
Yeah. But I was like, all right, this sucks. Why would I volunteer for this nonsense? What the is wrong with me? Eventually.
You do need a lot. We were doing a lot of positive
breathing,
chatting.
Right. I could have had a baby or may have had an umbilical surgery. Either way, I'm like, that's great. Big fun for me. And although I'm like, I did this on voluntarily. What the fuck is wrong with me? All right. So eventually, the anesthesiologist shows up. Big guy wearing peace signs all over his hat, which is the perfect thing you want to see for your anesthesiologist, right?
Wasn't that the nurse?
Like, no,
wasn't
no.
that the male nurse?
Hey, don't mess up the comedy
oh,
with,
sorry,
the, with
sorry.
The facts. Sometimes I'm wrong. Let's not have that. Let's not do that,
sorry,
right?
Sorry.
You gotta go with the joke. I came up with that when I was
you
driving.
You did have a smiley face.
Somebody had a smiley face. Yeah. Oh, he had peace signs. No, he had peace signs. It was peace signs.
Yeah, I thought they were smiley faces.
There you go. Okay, anyways, so he's like, and like your anesthesiologist was really friendly and jolly and happy, right? Mine was taller and a bit more
serious.
He was
funny. I thought it was funny.
But he asked a great question. He goes, how you feeling? I'm like, well, to be honest, I'm a little nervous. I'm a little scared. And he's like, good. I'm like, good? What kind of answer is that? Good. He goes, well, you wouldn't be normal if you weren't a little nervous. I'm like, you know, everybody says that. What the, you know, all right. So he checks my charts, he checks my EKG, he checks my X-rays. He goes, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a little something to calm you down before we get going.
Because I can tell you're high strung.
I'm like, I'm into that. Shit, let's, you know, let's.
We need to knock this one out.
Muy pronto, pal. Here we go. Oh, before that, by the way, I had Thumbelina trying to find a fucking vein in me, and she, whoops, oh, sorry, can't find a vein. I'm going to try it one more time, and if that doesn't work, I'm going to have somebody else come in. Yeah, good, I'm a pincushion. Let's do that. Yes, the doctor eventually did show up. But what was great, yeah, the doctor shows up. How you feeling? A little nervous. Sounds good.
He was fabulous. Right. He was really, really great.
So we get ready to take off, you know, to you know, take my guy out, and my anesthesiologist goes, okay, I'm going to give you a little whoopity whoopity whap.
He slipped in, didn't he?
Yeah. I'm like, that sounds great. So he goes in my IV, and he says, in about 10 seconds, you're going to feel something. And I'm like, well, that would be great, because I'm a little, dude, let me tell you something.
And
I need to lose 20 pounds, take off the left leg. I'm a right leg kicker. Just take the left leg off.
And he was talking kind of crazy because I was in there with him when he got the drug. And then
awesome.
they come to take him back to surgery. And I'm back there. So I'm walking with him, the anesthesiologist. I'm going to go back to the waiting room. And I was standing behind him, so you couldn't see me. But I heard what he was saying. And he was like, I think he said, dude, that was good stuff.
Yeah.
Or something like that. That stuff's really working now. And I'm like, good night, Scott.
Yeah.
I knew you were out, right?
Go ahead and start and stop the video. So we're getting some people on the live chat telling us they're getting some freezing here. Yeah. All right. So I'll just go la 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 ba la li li la la na 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 la 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 la. This is like a commercial break if you're watching us now on the video, on video on demand, or if you're listening to us on a audio kind of thing. We're taking a break just to make sure things are going. Yes, the clock is still running. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Okay. All right. We're back. Okay. So here's what's fascinating. When I had the colonoscopy, which I've shared with you people, and you're very kind to know about that.
You had a pretty colon.
I have a beautiful colon, by the way. It's pink and beautiful. I remember going into the room, kind of chit-chat. I remember having to roll over and saying, I feel exposed, doctor, being kind of a smart ass, and then you know going under and having the procedure. Here's what I remember after getting the go-go juice from the anesthesiologist, dick. I don't remember dick after that. I mean, literally. Nothing. I mean, boom. Hey, I feel pretty good. Take off the leg. Next thing you know, I'm in my car driving home. Basically.
No, do you remember being in recovery?
You know what? So this is
because you have this very unique thing that you do.
And I'm so glad you're here. I really am.
Because I've been through
because
it twice.
After it happened, I remembered it. Like the next day, I could tell you this is what happened. But today, I can't for the life of me tell you what happened
really?
After surgery. I remember we went by CVS to get the happy drugs. I remember
but
that.
But do you remember when I came into the room?
No. So what happened?
Okay, tell me a story. You have this thing that has happened after your colonoscopy and then after this too. So everyone else would be sort of, you would think in recovery, laid back in the bed, lean back, legs out, and relaxing. Right? Isn't that what you would think? Nope, not Scott Whitney.
Nope.
He's sitting straight up in the bed like a baby bird. I don't know how else to describe it. Because, you know, your hair is kind of going crazy. And you actually had sticky residue from the...
Oh, it's from the... By the way, they traked me.
Yeah.
I think they used a Roto-Rooter, put that fucker in there. Well, I had a sore throat for like 5 days after that.
And you complain about that more than anything. Yeah. But you had the sticky goo in your goatee. And here's the best part. You're sitting straight up in the bed, not leaned back at all. You don't have your glasses on, but you're sitting cross-legged.
Right, like this.
In the middle of the bed. And now he's got his surgical gown on, but there is nothing else under the surgical gown.
What, my bed showing?
No, but I'm sure somebody got you proper.
Oh, well, somebody did, huh?
Somebody, I'm sure, covered him up.
Nice.
But he's sitting straight up, legs crossed, in the middle of the bed. Covers kind of piled up around him like a nest. This has happened both times. And you know, you got kind of spiky hair. I asked you if I could, but you know, you're not allowed to take pictures back there.
Yeah,
I said, I asked for permission if I could take your picture.
That's hysterical.
You weren't too hot about that. But you're just sitting up looking around kind of in a daze. I'm like,
It's
like baby bird syndrome.
I completely get why anesthesiologists would just be so
amused
all the time. No, just messed up all the time, because those drugs are stunning.
Well, I don't think they are doing that.
Well, there's been words about that where, you know, they get a little bit crazy. Anyways, go ahead. So then, so I'm baby bird poncho guy up in the
yes,
Indian thing,
and everybody else in the suite is all laid back and relaxed. Not you. You're sitting straight up. I walk in both times.
I had a show to do.
And you're looking around. And you were really incredibly thirsty. You kept wanting ice chips and ice and water.
It's
and
like I'm pregnant.
I was flipping them in there. You were opening your mouth like a bird. You were like this. And I'm pouring ice cubes in your mouth.
It's like a different world.
I didn't feel compelled to chew them up and spit them in myself. But it was definitely like a baby bird. And you know, you got the goatee and your hair's kind of fluffy, kind of like
goo in my face.
You kind of had the baby bird and you couldn't see anything. And you're kind of looking around and you would kind of doze a little bit. You were a little dozy in and out, but
you go home and blah, blah, blah. All right, so I'm like, this is going to be easy. Easy peasy, let's get my drugs, Lortab. I'm like, I'm not going to need them. We'll bring them. We'll have them for, you know, a party later. So I'm sitting at home. I'm like, wow, this is not terribly comfortable. I could have been better. Go to bed. You know, I usually get in bed you know, and then I roll in, and I can't do it. Just can't do it. So I'm like, wow, this is actually a bit more serious than I expected. And Friday comes around. I want to go to the studio, and I've got a lunch meeting. I'm like, screw this. I ain't going anywhere. I spent 4 days without pants on. I'm like, wow, this is crazy.
You didn't even walk upright.
No,
I was like a monkey.
I'm like, oh, jeez, what
you
is
were,
happening?
I'm like, stand upright. You look.
You're like, stand up straight. Screw you.
Look,
I hurt.
Your
it
muscles, though, need to stretch
me.
Out.
Well, the hernia. So do you know what a hernia is? It's your muscles and your tendons have an opening, and your intestines go through that crap. So it's actually a bit more serious than I wanted to remember it to be, nonetheless. So I spent, you know, 4 days kind of bent over. And then the next week, I was sore. I mean, and to this
and
day.
And you still have bruising.
Yeah, I still got bruising.
I bet everybody would love to see it.
Now, well, it's bandaged up.
But what's interesting is he said, oh, are you going to cut an incision, you know, above, which is what I thought, too. Where the
hernia is.
He's like, no, you don't want a frowny.
Right.
He's like, yeah, put it underneath so you have a smiley. So they actually cut underneath.
So it took about a week before it stopped hurting all the time. I did the Lortab train for about 4 or 5 days solid. And by the way, that's a buzzy little train, man. It's not so
bad. We really didn't do much that week.
No, I didn't do squat that week. And I just was like, what in the happened to me? So I went to my 2-week follow-up today. a little early.
How did it go?
Good. So I walk in there.
Do you think you were a model patient?
He was pretty funny. So I know he goes, well, let's take a look. Sounds great. Open up my shirt. And so it had, you know, so the surgery was below the belly button. And there were these three pieces of tape over the scar.
And no stitches.
There were stitches under there?
Yeah.
So there's three tapes to hold everything together. And they started kind of coming up a little bit. And so he went to grab them. I'm like, hey, is this going to hurt? And he went like this. He goes, it's not going to hurt me a bit.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, I see where we're going with this.
I like him.
That was pretty funny. He looked at it and goes, and I looked at the scar. The scar was no wider than my thumb. And I said to him, so it was this wide, which is not very wide at all.
No.
And I said to him, so I'm a little sore out in the side here, you know, much wider than the thumb. He goes, well, he did a couple of things. First, he goes, he pushes where the thing was. And I'm like, ow! He goes, well, that's where the mesh is. I'm like, hey, I get it, but that hurts still. And I said, it hurts over here. He goes, well, yeah. He goes, here's what happens. Oh, this should be great. So he goes, I have that little cut there, but then I got to go in and tug, and I'm tugging stuff, and so that's why I might be a little sore over here. All right, sounds good.
That sounds nasty.
And then I said, before I left, I said, hey, before I go, I forgot the name of that drug, the QRA, that we talked about, the paralyzing drug. And then he started talking about it. He goes, yeah, the Indians use this. He goes, imagine this. You're shot with an arrow with this drug on it. I'm like, yeah. And you're paralyzed. And then what they used to do is they would come and scalp you. But here's the problem with that. You're cognizant of this the whole time. And then he goes, how long can you hold your breath? I'm like, I don't know, a minute. He goes, 2 minutes best, right? Yeah. Well, you can't breathe because you're paralyzed. So you're paralyzed. This is my doctor. You're paralyzed and you can't breathe and the cat's cutting off your hair. That's what they use that drug for. Have a good day.
Whoa.
Wow. That's awesome. So.
What does the drug come from that the Indians?
It's a plant. It's a plant. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
How interesting.
All right, and that's what happened. So would I do it again? Yeah.
We have to, because it can cause. Well,
but why would I do it again? I need show material. So.
Oh, no, you would do it because otherwise it could cut off blood supply to that part, and then you could get gangrene on the inside.
Hernias are dangerous.
Yes.
All right. All right, speaking of dangerous, here's something that I think is dangerous. If you do this to your dog, you should be killed.
What?
Killed.
What are you talking about?
There's no reason to do this to your dog. So we're hanging out at Tivoli, whatever that place is. Tivoli
Did you see
Center,
these pictures?
Village. And so there's three dogs there who have been painted.
Killed
One
my,
looks
killed
like
and
a
died.
Honda, panda.
They've been died.
One looks like a zebra. And this close-up coming up, this thing looks like a
leopard.
I don't know, a leopard. You don't, look, hey, sometimes just leave the dogs alone. They've got enough, look.
Killed might be extreme.
This is too much. It's too much. These are animals who sniff other animals' butts. They've got enough to do. They don't need you painting them. So people make fun of them for both sniffing butts and looking like a panda bear, for the love of Jesus.
The panda was cute, but they were
right?
passing out
He didn't look so happy when he walked by me. I was in the Papa John chair for a place we'll talk about later, and he's walking around going, yeah, I'm dressed like a fucking panda. How great is that? I'm not a panda, I'm a dog.
I wonder what his name is.
Bill.
Peter.
Bill the panda dog.
Peter Panda.
Super dumb Peter Panda dog. I tell you what, here's what I think. If I were that dog, I'd want to have a drink. Okay, it's time for Have a Drink on Me, where I buy you a drink or you win a brand new Vegas Video Network visor embroidered. Oh, they're very nice. I just got a new shipment of them.
You did. I saw them.
They're very, very nice. Let's take a look at last week's or 2 weeks ago because of this thing. Have a Drink on Me video or image. There it is. And this was much harder than I expected. We only got a handful of guesses. All of them were wrong.
I thought you had one
except
right.
for one.
Oh.
People guessed Margaritaville? Nope. People guessed Zuri, Z-U-R-I, which is at the MGM? Nope.
Oh.
Instead, the correct answer was?
Cabo Wabo.
Cabo Wabo. That was at Cabo Wabo. And who got it right? Steve I. Steve I again got it right. Steve got it right.
He gets it right so often.
The last three in a row. So I've decided that Steve, who already asked for the drink for the first one, Steve, you get Vegas Video Network Visor. Send your email address to have a drink on VegasVideoNetwork.com. Again, have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
He wins so often, I thought he was a local.
Yes, or he might be in my house. Hanging out behind me somewhere, kind of a creep. Anyways, today's big have a drink on me. Let's take a look at it, shall we? Boink. There it is. That's this week's have a drink on me bar. Ready for our hints?
Let's keep that up. Does it look familiar?
Here's our hints. Hint number one. It is in the city center area. It's in the city. Our audience
was very confident.
Was like, I got this shit, and then they didn't have it. All right, city center area. Again, city center area. Second, it is a, what would be my good second clue?
Is it a?
City center's pretty good.
Is it?
It's close to.
You can win a free drink.
Oh, they have games where if you do something quickly, you can have a free drink. Actually, I'll even tell you. If you can drink a drink in 7 seconds, you can get that beer free. If you get a beer, if you drink a beer in 7 seconds, you get it free.
They also have beer tap tables.
And they have beer tap tables. Those tables that have beer taps in the middle, and you just pour yourself as many drinks as you want.
Do you want one more clue?
Sure.
Instead of getting bread before your dinner, they give you popcorn.
And they give you popcorn, really good popcorn. So, popcorn for your appetizers, or your free, whatever you call it. They have beer tap tables, the tables that you have beer taps in the middle. It's in city center, and it's close to Aria. That's it. If you know where that is, you send your email to haveadrink@VegasVideoNetwork.com. Again, haveadrink@VegasVideoNetwork.com. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This is the Vegas Video Network. All right, Kelly, come on.
3, 2, 1. Well, I need to come up with something funny to say. 3, 2, 1. Wah. But the co-host. Really, I have to say watch it. Well,
that's how you do it. You don't
really?
Watch it. There
okay.
you go.
I got it. We are
the Odds Couple.
Hi, my name is Scott Pritchard.
And I am Anthony Padilla.
You're watching the Vegas Video Network.
You are.
You are. We are, too.
Welcome back. I've missed you so. By the way, 1,000 emails have already come in. Oh, did you hear that? That didn't give away shit. Please be quiet. All right, so here's interesting things. I'm driving to work today at the KSHB, getting ready for the Odds Couple. Now, on 95 South, and I look up to my left, and what do I see but this? Nope, that's not what I saw. It's close. I actually saw this. A billboard.
No.
Yeah.
Lobby.
Are you shitting me?
No.
It's a billboard. Oh, you didn't get the billboard?
Oh.
Who went through the graphics?
I sent a billboard picture.
No.
Son of a bitch. Stand by. I'm showing you because
I had
a huge amount of pride when this happened.
Haven't?
God damn it. Stand by. I'm showing this billboard because it's awesome.
Okay.
I don't care who you are.
Take
son of a bitch. Trying to make shit happen. Comedy gold. Magic and
well,
shit.
I'm very curious.
Here, hold on. Stand by.
Standing by.
Where are you?
Stand
by.
He's going to put it up there.
Hold it.
Oh.
Oh.
What?
Look how big it is.
Who's that? That's Kelly Clinton, yo.
Wow.
Right? That's on the 95. Come on now. Come on. What? It'd have been better if I actually got that graphic gun. Well, it doesn't matter.
Yay.
So I'm like, hey, I know that chick. She's kind of groovy and all. I get it. And I'm a big fan of the Kelly Clinton. And we're actually such a big fan of her that she's doing this thing called Freckled for Life. And it's going to be another one of our showcase shows here at the Vegas Video Network. We only pick really groovy people. or people who are close to us who will just talk to us. And actually, I have the lobby screen for this show coming up on the big Saturday. And here it is here. Oh, that's fancy. Guess who's in the house?
That's
Kelly
nice.
Couldn't make it. So Clint's here. Nope, that's not right. Ladies and gentlemen, Kelly Clinton right there. Oh! Oh. She, by the way, is the host of Talk Tales.
I get to be on this network, and now it's weird being over here.
Is it
on this side?
Do you feel out of sorts?
A little bit, but I like the idea. I feel like I'm at a tennis match.
It's a little disappointing once you see this happen, huh?
No.
Come on, a little bit.
No, I love it.
You should have seen your other. Your face is like, you're doing that?
No.
You're doing that?
No, I wasn't
sure. How
did
you get away with that?
You got a lot of cool stuff with your live chat before, and you know me. You know I'm not so hip.
Well, you're pretty good.
You should try it.
I got to find out. You guys have a language. You have your own language, right?
Yes.
And you, that's as you know, word. I think I have a modem.
That's true.
We talked about it.
You're like, I'll hook up the modem. The modem? Holy Jesus, H. Prime and Noodles. They don't do modems. Oh.
Send it on out.
I begged Kelly to come on. You were rehearsing today?
I rehearsed for the show today with the wonderful musicians, and I have surprise. I have a special guest, Tara Paulsha.
She's my featured
special guest, but then I have a few secret surprise
really?
Special guests. Clint Holmes.
Oh!
And Bill Fain.
What?
And Jerry Jones.
Oh!
Nobody knows. And then there's the other surprise guests that are in here.
Oh.
Do they live in there?
They live in there.
So you've done this show,
24/7.
Freckled for Life, before.
I have done this show. It's a little different this time.
Hugely
yes.
successful. You've been in a lot of different places, right? You've done the show where else?
I've done the show here in Las Vegas at different venues
yeah.
and at the Suncoast where yeah. I'm going to be this weekend.
Right.
But also in New York. I did it at the Metropolitan Room.
Oh my gosh.
New York? So. What?
That's pretty cool.
What? Yeah, just so you know.
And you are always getting new material, right? Because you're always
absolutely.
Having new experiences in your life that you're like, yep, that needs to be in my show because no one would believe that really happened.
Exactly.
Right?
That's why I always say to Clint, never boring. And I also have had a few unnecessary surgeries as well for material.
Me?
Throw it all in there.
Oh, sure. Had a spinal tap.
We're going to do a show called Surgeries. I think it'll be
And other
awesome.
Funny things?
I could so relate to a lot of what you were talking about, though, because it was weird. But I think I had the same anesthesiologist. I'm not
tall
kidding.
Guy. Peace signs.
All I know is he had a ponytail, not a pigtail, ponytail, and he wore clogs.
Oh,
and it wasn't in the 70s.
Was he a chef? What's that guy's name?
Wait, were they clogs or they those Crocs?
Crocs.
Well, they were clogs because
clogs.
This is in the 80s, even though that's from the 60s and 70s. And then now they're cool again. No, I don't think so. But he was like a hippie kind of guy. And I remember peace signs. And I remember thinking, I'm not gonna wake up.
This is gonna go bad.
Totally
or exactly. You could think just the opposite. He probably knows a thing or two about drugs.
Because he's
about
testing
going
them.
Out. Yeah.
He's like, before I'm gonna give you a little bit, I'm gonna have a hit first.
But it was more like you knew. I mean, just relax.
Oh, did you
because,
do that?
Because you know it's gonna be okay.
No,
really?
Fine.
That shit would have freaked me
really,
out.
Really, you know, peaceful.
Really, he was talking like that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Think of the enlightenment.
And so this is
yes.
and the
life.
Well-being
it's,
will
it's
come
in
to
essence,
you.
A one-woman show ish.
Ish, because obviously you know I have a band, a wonderful band, and
right.
my musical director is Michael Clark. Who you guys?
Who plays at? He's
at the Bootlegger. He's also in the Motown show at Planet Hollywood,
okay.
Hitsville.
Oh.
And and he's worked with lots of different people.
Very good.
He's really, really talented. He's like my right arm too. I always feel safe. And
yeah,
he knows.
You trust him.
I totally trust him. It's a connection, a very special
sure.
connection that you know. If you're lucky, if it happens, and musically.
I get
yes,
that, Melissa.
And yes, and you too. You are like Mike, as you understand Scott's craziness.
That's not what I meant.
Mike understands.
I do.
Isn't that
I do. And I'm still no. learning every day about his.
That wasn't really what I was.
But you
managing his craziness.
And you, but you make him feel comfortable.
I try.
With his craziness.
I do. I do try. I try.
Like, I feel so like that was.
It's sometimes
helpful.
Quite a job.
Right.
So
well,
so you
Mike
feel
does
that
for me, my keyboard player. Is he, if I go off into a story like I often do.
He starts playing.
He you know, puts a bit of music underneath and goes with
that.
My coup. I live for that
That's
stuff.
Awesome.
So he, when I do the characters in the show, because I do lots of different songs. And
voices.
Yeah, and voices. And
now, if I throw out some names, will you just do me a couple quick
Do you
voices?
Know if I do them yet?
Because yeah,
if
well, you send I'll just make some shit up. Yeah. Jacob Cannon. No, that's not what I meant. All right. Ready? Here we go. Cher.
Oh, you know, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, people, you know, I mean, I say, you know, and people, and I'm like, and they say to me.
Wayne Newton.
If you keep that up, we'll be here at least another 20 minutes, Scott.
Okay, that's somebody else funny.
who's funny. Not in my show?
Oh, yeah, right. Her.
Well, I think what's it's funny is you even get the facial expression.
So you, like so you got thing. you've got the impressions in there.
Yes.
And you've got some other guys or people that you've created, your own people, your own characters.
Wait,
right?
I have a question. Do you ever impersonate Clint?
Oh.
You know.
How about that for keeping a marriage close?
I know you must at home.
You know.
Because I impersonate him when we're arguing.
Oh, yeah, because all women do the same thing.
And he goes, I don't do that voice.
You just went like this.
Yeah, they don't do that. Like they do, women do this. Oh, you should. Women always do the same thing. And then you said, "Are you gonna?" They make us sound like dumb fucking idiots.
There is a thing where.
I do impersonations too.
I hate that.
Scott Whitney.
You gotta work them into your show.
Yeah.
Oh, let's not be crazy. I'm not a professional like you.
You can start the show and then Scott can come in.
We did that once.
Did you?
Oh,
well,
no.
We did it.
I am a horrible host. I do great hanging out and chatting, but I could not be the host of Talktales or Living in Las Vegas. No,
true? Do you think that's true?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
He's not listening.
Just like at my house with my husband. But, okay.
I could not be a host. I'm not a good host.
No,
I get,
of course.
I get locked up. Like, I watch what you do, and I'm like, oh, God, no, I can't do that.
Could you try and give us your best Scott impression anyways?
The live chat is asking for it.
No.
Or Wayne. Yeah.
Do it. Think of one.
And by the
scenario.
Way, remember, we're going to be on a small craft tomorrow. And I will.
Water.
I'll poison you if you hurt me.
Okay, it's going to be it's a horrible impression.
Well, yeah, the one where he gets upset.
Just say this if I can.
The one where he gets upset.
The fact that you already are ready to go.
I'm not good.
She's going for it.
Freaks me out a little bit. Daddy probably needs a drink.
You gonna do it?
Add it to your app.
Here, close up.
And then I crushed it.
Oh,
I mean, I crushed it. And did you see when I did that video thing? I crushed it. Man, I crushed it. I fucking crushed it.
Wait. Here's the best part about that. That was outstanding, by the way. I'll miss you. The best part was the coaching from her. Kelly's like,
say the F word.
Say fucking.
I didn't say it, did I?
Yeah. He's a cussy McCussy.
I said MFN. MFN crushed it.
He does cuss a lot.
I don't.
Wait,
you know who else crusses? Never mind.
Who?
No, you!
Not on the show, though. But that's, I have some boundaries. Okay, back to the story.
Okay, so,
you asked me, are people I created, too. And I also do, you know, I'm...
In your head, are they real people, or do you know that they don't exist?
Well, the person who closes my show, which is, anyway, he is kind of is the word culmination?
Yeah,
is that the right? Culmination of several influences and people I've known, that's not the right word, over the years. Like a mentor, I've had several mentors, and Wayne Newton was actually one of them, and my husband, of course,
sure.
And I'm trying to think, an entertainment director at The Maxim, do you remember when The Maxim was, anyway.
That was before me.
A lot of influences and people who have given me advice and mentored me over the years, I turned them all into this one guy named JoJo Spaghetti Moretti.
Oh, yeah.
And
you did that for me this weekend.
Now, would you consider him your alter ego?
He's kind
of. Or do you have another one that's like that?
He is my alter, he's probably my alter ego, which is frightening because what happens is I turn into this guy and
I yell at me, you do that a lot.
Right? No, that's my Jersey girl that can't, yeah. That's my New Jersey punk girl that is still in there, Scott.
That's
going
that
sorry.
Take some names.
Sometimes, everybody's like, oh, Kelly is so sweet and nice. Oh, yeah, she's a real sweetheart. She made me cry once.
No, that's because he tried to take my chair, but listen, these are the important things.
It's true.
But anyway.
It was this chair.
It's true.
How's it look, me being over
actually,
here?
Actually.
What?
I feel right over here now because I'm on your show. Yeah. But it felt weird to, he goes, how about you go over here? And I'm like, what? Right before we go on air. And I did my Kelly. I did my.
You're like, that's my chair.
Not only that, it was my ovaries talking.
Oh, because you're a woman?
I don't really even know. All I know is now my ovaries are going. So nobody's safe.
I get that.
Actually, that's
I understand. That oh, yeah.
I mean, and I'll even tell poor Clint.
Didn't
you
even
know
ovaries cough.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
When they're getting ready to retire, they go.
They cough?
They kind of sputter out.
Yeah, I don't really know.
You feel
all
it?
I know, yeah. All
do
I know
you
is
feel
is
it?
Trouble.
You just feel like sometimes like a crazy person.
I'm kind of freaking out, though.
Right? Yeah. Kind of like a crazy
today.
Person.
I feel irritable. Like I do a song that I wrote in my show. I wrote it so many years ago called The PMS Blues.
Oh, yeah, we saw it.
And it goes through the... Right.
Oh, funny.
And so now I'm not sure what's happening or if it is happening, but I think it is because yeah. I'm kind of feeling like that PMS thing like 3 out of the 4 weeks instead of 1 week out of the 4 weeks.
Wow, so, and that's why Clint is the best husband ever.
He is a saint.
I think he is.
I'll do something. I'll go, rah, 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 and he'll go, well. And I'll go, do you think I'd talk to you this way if I wanted to? Do you think if I had a choice in this?
I'd like to see him impersonate you. That would be good, too.
I think that's dangerous for you. That's what you asked me originally, like 20 minutes ago, about I don't really impersonate Clint, but I did do kind of that Chris Phillips thing we did.
Oh, yeah.
Where I totally dressed up like him. And Bill Fain, who is his best friend, was his musical director for 35 years. He put a red wig on, and he was me, and I was Clint, and we did a whole musical thing at the Bootlegger. It was a lot
fun.
Of fun.
So
that would be good. Let's move on.
No, no. I thought, oh, for fuck's sake, I'm just trying to get things going here. I'm a man on a mission.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, so here's what else happened. Okay, here's some inside scoop. Would you like some inside scoop? You're only going to see this here on the Living in Las Vegas Extravaganza. So part of what Kelly is, it's funny because she was out here in the audience and we're talking about stuff and Kelly's like, you know, Scott, you're like a mind melder. You kind of make people do things that you don't want them to do. I'm like, that seems...
You mean that you want them to do and they don't want to?
You're like the mentalist.
Yeah, I'm like, that seems really complimentary. Steak? No. I'm like, that's not very nice. Why would you say that? No. And then I realized she says that because she is like that. She who complains... is that. It is that which
what?
You worry about. No, wait, I'll show you what I mean. So Kelly comes up to me a couple weeks ago and goes, hey, that thing we did with the Chris Phillips thing was just awesome. Everybody loved it. I'm like, yeah, I know, it's pretty good. Got something else for you to do. I'm like, for fuck's sake. All right, what do you want to do? And then she comes in and she pitches. Here's the idea. You're going to do this, and I've got this, and I've got people, and we're going to do
green
stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like,
thing.
What?
Yeah.
I don't
it was
think
fabulous
I want
idea.
To do that.
I can't tell what
I'm not.
Like, I know.
I'm just
it'll
saying
be
it was
great.
Fabulous.
You'll love it. And it won't be that hard.
No, I didn't. I said, I know you can do it.
Oh, yeah. That was it. She's like my fourth grade teacher. I know you can do it.
You're the one.
You're the only one.
But at
really?
Least it could have been. It could have been
in
worse.
In all Las Vegas? I'm the one.
She's the one, though.
She could have asked you to be on the stage,
well,
participating.
That would have been fascinating.
And in those outfits and the shoes.
Fascinating as well.
I'm just going
to
say that.
Come to find out.
So it could have been worse. She could have been on the other side of the camera.
Could have been in.
How many hypnotists are in Las Vegas? Let's say 50. Because they're fucking everywhere. They're like weeds. What do you do?
Yes.
I'm a hypnotist.
No, there's Anthony Cools.
Yeah, and there's Bill and Fred and Sam. They're fucking everywhere. And guess what? There's 51. Hello, Kelly. Because I didn't even feel it. It was very much like the drug they gave me, the anesthesiologist. I'm like, Kelly, I don't want to. Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
Next thing you
cut
know.
Cut off my leg and let's do the video. So we end up doing this video. And it's the opening for your show. Can't tell you anything
else. It is going to be the opening of the show.
Right.
Surprise.
Not going to say anything else.
It is epic. I will use that word. It is epic.
God, it was fun.
It was pretty fun.
Come on.
I kept saying, man.
I had a lot of fun during the Chris Phillips one because I was drinking the whole time. And for the one that we did, that I'm about to show you something back.
Oh, you're going to show a piece
of
it?
No, no, no. I'm going to show you just a little behind the scenes thing. I was on Lortab for this one.
You were on drugs, weren't
you? Yeah, I was. I couldn't be jumping around the way I normally would.
It made your mind even more brilliant than it already is.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. I've seen the Lortab in action.
So
you're very trusting.
She has this premise on this, a grand premise.
Yes.
I can't tell you what the premise is, but I figured out how to do the premise in my studio.
Ooh.
Right?
Wait, let me just say this.
All right.
I did have this vision, and it was my premise, but it is beyond what I imagined it could even be, because he's like a mad scientist.
When I saw it, I was like,
he went all out.
I was like, this okay. Is your best yet.
This is.
Good. I've done two.
But you know what? It's a good partnership, though, right? Like with your creativeness.
Yes. You and I with the creativity. You know, with that.
Okay, I'm not
you
saying.
You and I with the creative.
Yeah. I'm just saying when you guys collaborate, it's very, very good.
What's that song? Collaborate.
I don't know that one either. Is that Jacob? On my modem?
No eyes. No eyes.
It might be on your. It might be on your Walkman.
Collaborate. Listen.
On your 8-track.
Okay, that's not funny. It was so funny. Kelly's like, so here's what I see happening. This is gonna happen. I'm like, does she understand how this all works? She's like, and then I was like, and we're gonna do this. And it's gonna be happening. I'm like,
holy. I'm not sure I can. I go. I know you.
Yeah, right. By the way, I'm your fourth grade teacher. And you're going to lose weight. You're going to stop smoking. You're going to right. And she's got DVDs to sell. She's one of those hype businesses. Oh, yeah. Buy a DVD from me. Anyways. So.
Smoking sessions.
Like all the hymn ninjas.
That's right. Okay. That's the joke.
Got you.
Okay. So here's a
So then what happened?
All right. So and then what happened? So here's a, I want to show you. So we actually debated this in great detail about what we can show and what we can't show. And so I cried, please let me just show this one little thing to let them know, well, actually nothing. But this let me just
show. But if they go to Kelly's show, they'll get to see the whole
thing. You're going to see, it's awesome. So here's the shot that she would let me show. And we spent 3 hours or so doing varieties of this green screen-based shot.
I don't know what you're going to show.
No!
Oh!
That's the right one.
Oh, that was the right one.
God. No, that's the right one.
There it is. Sorry.
Because that.
That's it.
That is part of
those are some hot ladies,
that
right?
That is it. Now, I'm the one on the left.
Yep. And I'm the one on the right.
Right. I don't know who the middle girl is, but she was lovely.
I know, but she's extremely white.
She's very talented.
And very talented.
Actually,
you're glowing.
8, 12, 9,
it's like 12. Her thighs ate the other two girls' thighs.
No.
So yeah, that was done. Yeah.
So we can't really see.
I can't tell you what the premise is.
But
all I can tell you, I'm in the video, kinda.
It's fabulous.
But that was shot in this studio.
That
what you saw
is
there.
Space
was done,
right there.
Actually, where I'm sitting right now, that's where that took place.
See?
What magic of video.
It is spectacular.
It's awesome.
Brilliant. And for Melissa to really, when you told me Melissa loves it, I thought, okay, we're good. I think you're the sweetest thing, but I do not think you are an easy audience. I don't think
she's not.
I don't.
If
he asks me, he'll ask me about stuff with work or whatever, and I always give him an honest opinion. And then sometimes that makes him upset, and I have to say, well, at least you know that I'm always being honest.
Right.
You know
so
what?
If you ask me, you'll always get an honest opinion.
Then I go into a
room. And sometimes I'm like,
but this is good. That's what makes it happen.
No,
you
I
can't
loved
say
it.
Everything, but it, when it's really important, I always wonder about like really big celebrities and how, you know, you go, isn't someone telling him or her that?
Right.
They need a Melissa, right?
They need a Melissa.
Their wife is not doing this. Right. Now, you don't want to just walk around and go, and by the way, and,
you suck. You
know, and, you know, there's a hair growing out of it. Right. And you're
I have that.
No, right? He usually will. I mean, sometimes I do provide it unsolicited, but
we fight about that too.
Well, yeah, but you can do it.
Hey, guess what? When he asks,
right?
Here's what's bothering me now.
See, I'm sane somewhere.
But when he asks about work stuff, he'll ask me about whatever, something he's working on.
Anyways, that's not what we're here for.
Because you're open for it. Okay,
but I loved it. I loved it.
So that look, here's what I'm saying.
Jacob was a part of that.
Oh yeah, Jacob shot it out. So here's what I'm saying to you, the viewer. and or listener. Saturday, this coming, June 1. That's freaky. Saturday, June 1.
Hypnotizing.
At what time?
7:30.
7:30, the Suncoast, which is off in the Summerlin area.
Especially so easy
property.
To get to.
It's a really nice room. It's one of those rooms that I really like. It's got the little pub tables and then there's the booths and the other mm-hmm. It's the quintessential Las Vegas room. Been there. It's going to be on the showcase. Here's what I'm saying to you. Go. I'm going. I'm actually going to fly across the country just to go to the show.
Awesome.
What? Who does Woo! That? Your buddy Scott does that. Is there more? Yes. There's more. There's
more. What is it?
What is it? Fuck, good question. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's what's going to go on. You come to the show. How much is it? $15.95. Holy Christ, pay for it. Why? Because if you're there and you come to me and go, aren't you Scott Whitney? I will go, yes. I'll buy you a drink.
Whoa.
First round's on me.
What?
I don't care how many people there. 100 people? Actually, I do care. If there's 100 people there, I rescind that offer.
You'll stop at the at
10. I'll start at the first 100. Fuck, I don't care.
100?
That'd be too much. First,
yeah, let's just,
just show
think,
up.
Let's
worry about it when it comes up. You show up, you come to this, you're going to have a great time. Kelly, surprisingly enough, I found somebody who's talented that we have on the show, on the network, as opposed to the riffraff that you see here. So you're gonna go to the show. It's a Saturday, 7:30. It'll be a beautiful night. You're gonna go over to the Suncoast. You're gonna go watch her show. You're gonna have a great time. It'll be funny.
It's gonna be a little comedy, a little singing,
a little music. You'll see talented, little sexual stuff. What? Come
what?
On.
Are you?
There's sexy people there.
Yeah, there'll be sexy people there.
Sexy people will be there. I'll be there. Hell, you can't beat this. I got a nice belly button now.
You got
that's
Smiley.
You know what? You'll see a belly button. Perhaps it won't be mine.
Right.
But there'll be a belly button.
I've seen. Actually, there's a belly button in that shot we just shot.
You can never have too many belly buttons.
Show it again.
Show it one more time.
Do you like belly buttons, folks? Of course you do. Who doesn't like belly buttons?
With all that going on, you're concentrating on the belly button.
The gal on the right, who is actually me, that's my belly button.
Right.
Post-operative belly button. See how nice that is?
Yeah, beautiful. Can we tell them who the girl is on the other side?
Yes, so that's Reva Rice.
Rice from Vegas,
from Vegas
show and Broadway.
The show and Broadway.
And then
the girl in the middle, I was trying to figure her out. And then and the gal on the right is Tara Palsha, who's also from Vegas, the show, who's also going to be featured elsewhere in the show.
Absolutely featured and some really
funny
stuff.
Well, she's funny too.
She's funny too, and she's going to do a really big number, and then we're going to do something that's kind of a surprise. Which also, there's lots of surprises. So if you've seen the show before, don't feel like you're seeing exactly the same show. You'll see elements of the show before.
Go.
Fresh new, content.
Yes. Well, there's.
She actually gave me
surprise.
A private version of the show. Monday. I was in here working on the video. And she's like, I'm going to do this. Try this. I'm like, fuck, that's pretty funny.
And I said, do you want me to start? And he said, no, keep going. I just go, blah, 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 blah.
It's very good. Go see it. And here's the other reason why.
It's very Look, exciting.
Part
I'm
of what's happening in
you.
Vegas, I mean, everybody knows the Cirque du Soleil and everybody knows all that good stuff. And I get it. And that's important. And you should go. Great. But part of what makes Vegas great are there. This place is permeated with really talented folks. There's a ton of really talented folks. Many of them are crazy fucks who I don't like. That's true. But a lot of them, there's a few of them who are actually pretty pleasant. One of them, right here. And so, actually, there's several. Three.
Hey,
there's three people who are really good people.
He gives and he takes back. He goes, you're just the rest. But what do I know?
But look, so what's great about this town is there are so many people who really are talented, and they're out there hustling, doing good work. And they're good people.
Show
Kelly
kids.
Is one of them.
Thank you.
She's doing good work. She's funny. She's talented. She sings well. She plays well. She's nice. She's not a crazy person, which is kind of cool. She's got a good work ethic. It's just all good stuff. And she's entertaining, and that's what really matters in this kind of deal. So go. It's inexpensive. It's $15.95.
It'll be a lovely
drink on your buddy Scott.
It'll be a lovely Saturday night.
And we'll hang out afterwards. She'll come out with us and talk to us afterwards.
Absolutely.
She didn't know that part.
I'd be happy to.
So come on out. It'll be a great time. Fly in. Just come in.
Fly in. Uncle Joe is.
Do it. Everybody's going.
Uncle Joe is coming.
Uncle Joe's
Everybody's going. So it'll be a great time. Again, let's take a look at the poster. Kelly Clinton, Freckled for Life, June 1st, 7:30, with musical director Mike Clark and special guest Tara Pulsha and question mark.
And others.
And
other people.
Not to be named
yet. 1595.
I mean, you know who they are.
Go see Kelly. I will be there. It'll be a great time.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to take
another
break.
We're excited. We really are.
Well, how far are we on the show, time-wise, right now?
50, just call an hour.
Are we really that far into it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Christ.
Yeah.
Maybe we should stop the show at this point.
Have you said everything you needed to say that's so important?
We'll take a break and I'll decide if we're going to stop the show.
Thanks for having me, by
the way. Well, thanks for coming in and talking about the show. I'm really super excited.
Wait, can I say one more thing before you stop the show?
No.
You're
going, goodbye.
You're going on a special trip for a really big reason.
That's right.
We are.
Why?
But we don't talk about it.
You don't?
Nope.
Oh, is it secret?
Yep.
Oh. Well, congratulations.
We don't want to brag.
On the going and graduate, and the person taking the thing, and then they'll have a great career, and they'll make lots of money, and they're related to you.
Yes!
And they're smart, yes. Good for you. Enjoy.
I think it came from osmosis.
Ah.
It came from you.
Yeah, osmosis.
That's right.
That you got to take more calcium for that.
Osmosis?
Oh, maybe.
That's osteoporosis.
Oh.
Come on, I'll be here all week.
Now that's
not the kind of comedy that will be in the show.
No, don't worry.
It'll
it won't
be better than that.
It'll be funny.
If that was that, the comedy here will be here.
We gotta throw them out there. So I don't know what's going
to see what material is going to work and not work.
Yeah, we're just going to throw some stuff back and go. Okay.
If I had had
we are.
We had 60 minutes already.
We are excited.
All right, we're going to stop the show.
Okay.
Oh.
That's enough. 60 minutes is plenty of this comedy gold.
This was a pleasure, Sonny and Cher. I love
you guys. Oh, and look. Look at this. I have a card. And if you come to the show, Kelly will sign this for you.
Oh.
I'd love to. I'll have a Sharpie.
And it'll look like a check, and it'll be a check to you for $100.
What?
Kidding. I'm just kidding. That's it. Go to that. All right. That's it. Super thanks to Kelly Clinton.
Thank you both for having me. Thank you.
Excellent.
Oh, and we'll see you next on the next Talktales.
Do you know who your next guest is going to be?
You know, that's a secret as well.
This is the best part of running the network. I know so much that's going on. Hey, you're going to
have
somebody?
A lot to talk about.
I'll know by Saturday for sure.
That's great.
You're going to have, maybe you'll have your musical director.
Hey, what a great idea. I like the way
and you guys can talk about the show.
He said no.
No, we can do better now. The show's over by then.
Do better.
Show's over by then.
Yeah. Well, I have an idea.
Right?
I have ideas. I have right. people.
I'll teach you how to do this if you go to the show. Ow! I'll teach you how to do that.
All right.
Every time I do that, by the way, I get a bloody nose. I've got to learn how to do that a little bit better. All right. Super thanks to our live studio audience.
Yeah,
they're still relatively good looking. And of course,
gorgeous.
To the most amazing live chat in the world. What? What? And of course, to our all right. We'll see you guys next week, where I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Maybe the thing. Maybe the trip.
I'm not going to be here.
You're not going to be here, which means I don't know when the hell we're going to talk about what we were supposed to talk about today. We have a whole story about Lake Las Vegas. A long story about Lake Las Vegas. But we're not going to talk about it.
I'll take you out there, Scott. We can hold hands and recreate the memories.
And go see Esteban. Maybe we can bring Esteban out to Lake Las Vegas, watch him do a couple songs, and then never mind.
Maybe you could go on a gondola ride together.
Ooh. Oh, I love that. And then we'll play Enigma and Esteban in the background.
No, you can get Kelly to come also, and you can sing.
You can
or you can bring Joe. Bring Joe, and he can sing the Italian songs.
We'll have you come out, and you're going to do a concert of Cher and Wayne Newton. No, Wayne Newton, Cher.
They'll love that.
On the water. It'll be great. We'll be holding hands. We're gonna live stream that, and it's going to be into the network. Okay.
I fully support it.
All right.
It's my first time meeting Wayne in person, by the way.
First time meeting the pimp?
Really? Yeah, I never met Pimp and Wayne.
First time you met Pimp and Wayne.
I'd love to find out how you got your nickname.
We've talked about that on the show before.
I know, but I didn't see that episode.
You probably
episode.
Didn't watch it. Have you ever seen one of the shows before?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
that's
good.
How I recognized it.
Right.
And that's
what
they
say. I get stopped in grocery stores and all the time. Yeah.
That's nice.
No.
Very
famous.
It's hard being
You know, Melissa was stopped in, was it an airport in Minnesota?
in Indiana.
Recognized yeah. the show.
They recognized her voice.
And in a retail store here in town. Someone heard me talking. They're like,
hey, aren't you Melissa Williams from Living in Las Vegas?
That's powerful right,
right
there.
You know how many people recognize me? Not a fucking one of you people. So I'm sick of it. I'm working too hard.
Free drink Saturday night.
Maybe
free drink
people, Saturday maybe night. People do recognize you, but they're intimidated.
That's probably the way it is.
Powerful people have that effect on people.
I know that guy.
I'm afraid to come.
A woman one time at Subway asked me if I was Jared. That's the best place I've gotten to being recognized.
Seriously?
That's awesome. Really?
Yeah.
That's comedy gold.
I get it.
Well,
I
we're going to see.
Because right. of the glasses.
And remember, remember, Wayne and I are going to do VVN 2. We're going to be in silk pajamas, fireplace, cigar, and Cavassier, and we're going to talk about manly stuff. It's subscription only.
Oh,
you're
going
to have to pay for this.
Oh.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, my.
Or not.
And there might be a little spooning at the end.
And there's going to be a spooning. And a girl named Crystal who's going to read
Yuck.
Edgar Allan Poe. We've decided. I am the Raven. It's Raven, you... Never mind.
I don't know. What the
okay. hell? What was going on before I got here?
I didn't... Right. I don't know nothing.
We'll see you guys later.
See
Bye! Thank you.